91X News.
19 degrees and mostly cloudy at 4 o'clock in the Q9 Newsroom. Good afternoon, I'm Connor Robinson. Day 14 of the election campaign, the Liberals say they are committed to achieving zero carbon emissions by 2050 if re-elected. Ottawa Liberal candidate Catherine McKenna, who was the Environment Minister under Justin Trudeau before the election was called, says the goal is in line with what dozens of other countries have committed.
66 governments, along with leading businesses and other organizations, took the net zero pledge. To get there, we all need to do our part. Today, I'm happy to announce that a re-elected Liberal government would also take up this pledge.
Green Party leader Elizabeth May has also included the pledge in her platform. The Liberals have not offered specifics on how its goal would be achieved, but are promising legally binding five-year targets. Organizers of a foreign policy election debate that was scheduled for next Tuesday say they're canceling the event because Liberal leader Justin Trudeau won't participate. Terry Pedwell reports.
Rudyard Griffiths, chair of the Monk debate, says in a statement that Justin Trudeau's refusal to attend has denied Canadians the only real opportunity they had to see his foreign policy record challenged substantively. Griffiths says no one has had a bigger impact on Canada's foreign policy over the last 4 years than Trudeau, and his refusal to attend is regrettable. The other three major party leaders had confirmed they would attend. Trudeau also declined to participate in a debate earlier this month, but will take part in the official French and English election debates and another organized by Quebec's TVA network. Terry Pedro, The Canadian Press, Ottawa.
Green Party leader Elizabeth May is focusing on help for rural and remote communities on the campaign trail today. During a stop in Sackville, New Brunswick, May promises her party would develop a national transportation strategy by 2040 to offset the loss of bus routes and via rail service across the country.
Right across Canada, we have a crisis in that people living in rural and remote communities have virtually no access to public transportation. This is unacceptable.
May says rail will be the hub of the zero-carbon system with light rail and electric bus connections. Liberal leader Justin Trudeau says he will continue to support the UK and European Union as they try to work out their divorce. But while campaigning in BC today, Trudeau lamented that Britain is noticeably missing from the world stage while the controversy over Brexit continues to unfold.
We certainly deplore that they are so consumed by this issue that it is interfering with their ability to lead on so many other things where the UK's leadership in the world is so necessary.
Trudeau commented after the British Supreme Court ruled unanimously that British Prime Minister Boris Johnson's decision to suspend Parliament for 5 weeks was illegal and intended to limit debate on Britain's departure from the European Union ahead of the October 31st deadline. More Democrats are pushing to impeach U.S. President Donald Trump amid a new revelation about his contact with Ukraine's leader this summer. Sagar Magani reports.
Two people familiar with the issue say the president told his staff to freeze nearly $400 million in aid to Ukraine days before pushing its president on a call to investigate Joe Biden's family. The president yesterday denied the two were connected.
I did not make a statement that you have to do this or I'm not going to give you aid. I wouldn't do that.
The administration's refused to detail just what the president did do, though he's acknowledged bringing up the Bidens. House Democrats remain divided on starting impeachment proceedings, with Speaker Nancy Pelosi resisting calls to remove the president. She'll hold a private caucus meeting today. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The U.S. House Oversight Committee is holding a hearing today on vaping. Michelle Franzen reports.
In the biggest red flag yet, federal health officials are set to brief lawmakers on the dangers of vaping. House Oversight Committee members will hear from CDC, parents, and state health officials at the hearing headlined, Don't Vape. At least 9 deaths are being blamed nationwide on lung illnesses linked to vaping. And since September 11th, the CDC says it's identified 380 cases of lung illnesses associated with the use of e-cigarette products across 36 states. The FDA, CDC, and state health departments are investigating, but so far, no exact cause has been identified. Michelle Franz on ABC News.
Here at home, there could be changes coming for Belleville's Santa Claus parade route. The changes include the start and end point of the parade this year. Here's Mayor Mitch Panchuk.
Previously, it was a starting point, but this year it would have been an end point, being at the former Quinney Secondary School site. Last year, we were told by the school board that it would not be available, but we did get an 11th-hour reprieve, and we were able to follow the existing route, and we're there. That option is just not on the table this year. And so, the parade is going to go ahead.
Further discussions on the parade have been tabled until the October 15th meeting. Take Back the Night events are being held across the country this week. The events bring survivors and allies together in hopes to end violence against women. Jocelyn Pitcher is a wellness ambassador for Loyalist College. She's also an organizer for the event. She says that this year they were selling zinis to raise money for the future.
This year we are doing a fundraiser where we made a bunch of zines. And it's full of submissions that people submitted for the event, such as like personal stories, poems, that were read at past Take Back the Nights in Belleville.
This year's Take Back the Nights at 6 p.m. Thursday, starting the Market Square downtown. That's QNET News on 91X. Sports is next.
Belleville Transit is the best way to get to where you need to go. Loyalist students, purchase your semester pass now for just $270 and save. Unlimited access to all Belleville Transit routes for one low cost. Get your pass now at the Transit Center, Belleville City Hall, or at Belleville Water. And don't forget about Route 10, your direct link between Loyalist College, the Quincy Mall, and Walmart Plaza.
For complete route and fare information, go to belleville.ca and click Residence, then Transit.
Belleville Transit. Let's go.
In sports, in Europe, St. Petersburg, Munich, and London will host the Champions League finals from 2021 through 2023. All three stadiums will also host 2020 European Championship games. The hosting rights typically have been awarded 1 year at a time. Back home, James Franklin is set to return as a Toronto Argonauts starting quarterback. Argos head coach Corey Chamblin says Franklin will start on Saturday when Toronto hosts the Saskatchewan Roughriders. Franklin replaced McLeod Bethel-Thompson last week's 23-16 loss to the Calgary Stampeders. He went 12-for-16, passing for 175 yards and a touchdown in relief. The Toronto Maple Leafs are a candidate for their backup goaltending job. Toronto released Michael Neuvirth from his professional tryout today. The 31-year-old was competing with Michael Hutchinson for the backup job behind Frederick Anderson. Edmonton Oilers star Connor McDavid will play his first game tonight since suffering a knee injury in last year's season finale. The Oilers say McDavid will make his 2019 preseason debut against the visiting Arizona Coyotes. Justin Falk has been traded from the Carolina Hurricanes to the St. Louis Blues in exchange for defenseman Joel Edmondson and prospect Dominic Bach, along with a seventh-round pick in the 2021 NHL Draft. Falk agreed to a $45.5 million deal spread over 7 years for an average annual value of $6.5 million. In local sports, the Wellington Dukes play the Aurora Tigers at 8:30 tonight at the Harbor Center in Buffalo, New York. The Dukes have a 6-1 overall record, while Aurora goes into the game with 0-5 overall. Send us your team or league scores, email qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. Forecast for Belleville, tonight partly cloudy with no chance of rain and a low of 12. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a chance for a shower in the evening at 4:08. It's 19 degrees, QNET News, on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Connor Robinson, News on 91X, next at 5.